You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
A very good evening to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned into the Eagle Sports Zone. As usual, I am your host, Hende, for the evening. I will be with you until about 8 p.m. this evening. You are tuned into the Eagle Sports Zone, and today's topic of conversation is really continuing a conversation we've been having here on the show the past few weeks about the implementation plan and everything that's in there when it comes to sports. We're going to look at what the president had to say in her maiden State of the Nation address. We're going to listen to the sports portion when she addressed all that's coming for sports, talk a little bit about that. And as always, you are welcome to join the conversation at any time at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Seems we already have someone on the line. Eagle FM, good evening.
Hello?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. No. Talking about that day?
I remember.
Oh, how baby, sorry. No.
Aya, uchongo, jake nda kufako. Onima, tatedelian.
Okay, no, wadengira ku igele fema.
Uka igele fema, okuchane, ondalango kupula kuko, ko nima, komba hii, atumu uduwa limbela. Komba hii. Ya tu muduvali.
Ko radio.
Eh.
Ota igaruka, ota igaruka. Ma for now, por aquí na coca app.
Ay.
Ma está igaruka, ma kako radio.
Okay.
Yi.
Yeah, watat.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, as I said, on today's Eagle Sports Zone, we will be talking about the President's State of the Nation address, touching on some of the things that she made sure to highlight, and overall just having a conversation. As I said, you are welcome to join at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. You're also welcome to send us any questions, comments, or concerns on any of our social media pages. That's on Facebook, Instagram, X, WhatsApp as well, of course. All you have to do is search Eagle FM Namibia, and you will find our page there with all sorts of content for you to engage with. Do remember that tomorrow is Monday, meaning that the Villager e-paper will be published. If you want the latest in business, economics, policy development, agriculture, even sports, then make sure to become a subscriber for free by sending a WhatsApp message, very important, a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Send us your email address and be sure to save that number as a contact, so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you get the Villager e-paper delivered to your inbox nice and early. And again, once again, for free. Don't forget to also download the Eagle FM mobile application if you haven't already. If you want to listen to your favorite Eagle FM programs on the go, whether it's you're going to the gym, you're going for a walk, you're just in the house cleaning, wherever you are, if you're connected to the internet, you can listen to your favorite Eagle FM programs on directly on your mobile device. Once again, free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. If you missed a program that you know you want to listen to again, fear not, fear not. We have taken care of you. All you have to do is go in the podcast section of the Eagle FM app, or on the website as well, www.eaglefm.com.na. If there's a program you're looking for from last year, last month, last week, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they're all there for you in the podcast section of the Eagle FM website. And speaking of the mobile application I mentioned earlier, there's another mobile application for you to download. That's the Imba mobile app. If you haven't already, that's the digital hymn book in your pocket. Also free to download on the Google Play Store, on the Apple App Store. There's hymns for you in English, Oshiwambo, German, Afrikaans, Oshierero, Damaranama, Silozi. Pretty much any hymn you can think of is there. So when you're going to church, you're going to weddings, you're going to any events where you'd like to sing hymns, don't have to carry around a big book anymore. It's all in that little device that we all have in our hands. And on these applications that, by the way, have over 500,000 downloads, there's some good, there's some digital displays for you to interact with that display all types of information, whether that you're looking for a vacancy, whether you're looking for the constitution, maybe you want to find out about particular laws, whether you're looking for the latest census report, the latest budget. All kinds of information is available for you to interact with. There will be a particular call of action. All you have to do is click on there and you'll get access to various documents, various information, and various sources of content. And so, before we get into the State of the Nation address from the President, we'll run through some local sports news. We'll start with the Demarine Namibia Premiership. Round 18 and 19 took place this weekend, or is taking place. Round 19 is concluding this evening. But in round 18, we had Comas Nampo beating Ongos at 3-1. Top of the table clash there. I'll read the table shortly after I read the results. KK Palace and UNAM played to a 0-0 draw. Young African and Julinho. Young African won that one 2-0. Mighty Gunners and Blue Waters played to a 0-0 draw as well. Tigers beating Young Brazilians 2-1. Okahanja United beat Blue Boys 2-0. Young African beat Julinho 2-0, as I stated earlier, excuse me. And then Chula Chula and Bucks Buccaneers, excuse me, 0-0. And African Stars beat Kuka Tops 3-1. Some round 19 results that have concluded that these took place today. We have African Stars beat Julinho 4-1, so that's 6 points that the Star Lila collected this weekend. Chula Chula and UNAM played today as well, with UNAM winning that one 2-1, and Ongos beating Young Brazilian 1-0. And on the other side of this, we'll get into the other results and the table. We'll be right back.
Omiaru odhuri ke kucha iponga ivurithi omayovi omurongo nagari ya dhidhiri kwa mona mibia omvura aziku. Onkene, onditara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumonjira dhitumopa asanjika. Otashi vurika, sao shimpuyu, ningashoka shumonjira.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagles Sports Zone. So I said before the commercial break, we will continue with the Delmarine Namibia Premiership results, where those three actually are the only results we have in as of now. But the other games that took place today are taking place today, Young African against Cougar Tops, Mighty Gunners against Blue Boys, KK Palace against Bucks Buccaneers, Okahandja United against Blue Waters, and lastly, Comas Nampol against Tigers FC. Now, if we look at the table, actually, we have results from the other matches as well that we just received. Now, Comas Nampol beating Tigers 1-0. KK Palace, Bucks Buccaneers 0-0. And Mighty Gunners beating Blue Boys 3-1. So the only fixture that hasn't taken place yet is Okahandja against Blue Waters. That's taking place right now as we speak. And so, looking at the table after the round 18 fixtures, we have African Stars in the lead, 18 matches played with 33 points. In second place is Comas Nampol with 32 points. In third place, we have Young African on 30 points. In fourth place, FC Ongos also on 30 points. And in fifth place, Mighty Gunners also on 30 points. The table is quite tight. Every weekend, there seems to be some shifts and changes. Between 8th place and 1st place, they're only separated by 6 points. And so each weekend, seeing that the teams always play 2 games a weekend, that 6-point swing could see a team come into the weekend fixtures from 8th and finish the weekend in 1st. So an entertaining second half of the season we're expecting here in the Namibian Football Premier League. The bottom 3 in 16th place is Cougar Tops on 7 points. Blue Boys on 14 points and Young Brazilians on 15 points. Not as tight as at the bottom, but Cougar Tops definitely have some work to do. Moving on to the Rugby Premier League that also took place. We have we first had FNB Wanderers take on FNB Rehoboth, with Wanderers winning that one. Wanderers winning that one 29-0. Then we had FNB UNAM taking on Grootfontein, with Grootfontein actually winning that one 32-20. We had Trasco United taking on Rio Falcon as well, with Trasco United winning that one 45-31. And of course we had Kudus against Western Suburbs, with Kudus taking that one 50-15. and the Ilok standing after the week 5. Fixtures in the Namibia Rugby Union Premier League. Wanderers still in the lead. 5 matches played, 5 wins, 0 losses. The only undefeated team. They are leading the log by a whopping 9 points. It's gonna be difficult for anyone to catch the Windhoek side. I mean, they have close to, looking at the table now, they have close to double the amount of tries of the second, of the next best placed teams. They have 41 tries and only 7 against. The next closest team is Kudus with 24 tries. So, I mean, some very dominant rugby on display from Wanderers. And on the youth side of things in the rugby tournament, Namibia's under 20 side clinched the Bartes Trophy. They now have, this is a youth international tournament. And in the final, they beat Tunisia 81-7. So the young Velvicias doing great on the international stage. You know, this Bartes Trophy is known as one of the premier youth tournaments in the rugby circuit, if not the premier youth tournament. And Namibia beat Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Tunisia. And as I said, we are now leveled with Kenya when it comes to number of Rugby Africa titles. So well done to the young Velvicias. Namibia also has some more local sports news. Namibia women's AFCON side is in Morocco right now competing in the AFCON. This is the first AFCON for futsal, excuse me. African Cup of Nations for futsal. For those that don't know, futsal is indoor five-a-side football. And we are competing in the inaugural African Cup of Nations for futsal. And of course, this will also be for qualification for the Women's Futsal World Cup. If you remember last year, the men went to Morocco for the men's African Cup of Nations. Was definitely a learning experience, and the ladies are definitely going through a learning experience as well. A few days ago, they suffered an 8-1 defeat to the host Morocco. And they did play Cameroon. Let me just get the results for you. So they played Morocco, and Cameroon was in their group. Okay, whilst we search for that result, we will go to a short commercial break, and then we'll go through some junior hockey that took place over the last few days as well, and then we'll get into the State of the Nation address by President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa. We shall be back right after this short commercial break and a musical tune from, as usual, Mr. Jimmy Cliff. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Back your preconceptions of tech.
nation. President Bush and John Major. Meet our run and enemy code. Get out your ballistic. Get out your high power. This won't stop the black liberation. President declare we want our land. President declare we want our gold. Say all Africa.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. Finishing up the local sports news roundup. The Namibian women walked away with a silver in the Junior African Championships. That's hockey that took place over the past few several days here in Windhoek. The women walked away with the silver after losing 5-0 to South Africa in the final. The Junior Africa Championships consisting of under 21 teams. We had both the men's and women's made the finals, with the women, as I said, with the women clinching the silver medal, and the men as well. Do you remember, if you'd like to join the program, like to comment, ask any questions, the line in the studio is 0832884401. That's 0832884401. Moving on to some English Premier League over in Europe. Some results from there. Well, actually, before I get to that, let's do the JSB match of the week, which was the El Clasico final, Copa del Rey final between Barcelona and Real Madrid, that finishing 3-2 in favor of Real Madrid. I wonder if there's any that got that correct in the match of the week competition this week. If you didn't participate this week, don't worry, you can participate next week as well. Always on our socials. Look out for the JSP match of the week for your chance to win over $1,000 in bonus money. Now, moving on to the Premier League, as I promised. We have Arsenal. These are midweek fixtures, actually. First, Man City, before I get to Arsenal, they beat Aston Villa 2-1. Arsenal drew 2-2 with Crystal Palace. Chelsea beat Everton 1-0. And Man United lost today, earlier today. Actually, they drew 1-1 with Bournemouth, thanks to a 96th minute equalizer there from Rasmus Højlund. Still, now the Red Devils remain winless in their last 5 Premier League games and sit in a lowly 14th place. Liverpool, who, if they avoid defeat today, will officially be crowned as champions of the league, right now are leading Tottenham 3-1. The second half just began. Tottenham scored first, but Luis Diaz, McAllister and Cody Gakpo have gone on the score sheet since. And so now Liverpool are 44 minutes plus extra time away from being officially crowned as Premier League champions. That'll be their 20th title, equaling Manchester United's tally of 20 titles. So yeah, that's what we have on the European side of things. Well, actually, Manchester City is also playing right now in the FA Cup semi-final. That is against Nottingham Forest. City currently leading 1-0 thanks to an early goal from youngster Rico Lewis. The other semi-final in that fixture, in that competition, excuse me, was played yesterday with Crystal Palace beating Aston Villa 3-0. So if things stay the way they are, it will look like Man City against Crystal Palace in the FA Cup final. And on the other side of this, we'll get into the State of the Nation address and have some dialogue after we hear exactly what our president had to say in her first State of the Nation address when it comes to sports. We'll be back on the other side of this number from Mr. Cliff.
Jump, jump.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. I am your host, Hende. And as I promised before the break, we're going to take a listen to what President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah had to say on Thursday afternoon in her maiden State of the Nation address when it comes to sports. And then we'll talk about it after. Let's take a listen right now.
Fellow Namibians, sports. The sports industry is a major part of the global economy. We should move away from looking at sports only as a recreation and entertainment, and regard it as an avenue that should be harnessed to create sustainable livelihood and generate wealth, especially for the youth. This.
Now, very encouraged to hear the leader of the nation speak about sports in this manner, that it should be viewed in a different lens, a lens that we've thoroughly discussed here on the Eagle Sports Zone. So, time will tell exactly if that perspective change is going to materialize. But another thing I'd like to know is exactly how that perspective change is going to materialize. But she will touch on how some of those things are going to manifest. Let's continue.
Sports industry, you must know, it includes research and development, talent management, construction and marketing, creating many new business opportunities, and stimulating job creation. The eighth administration will therefore work towards the professionalization of sports code, targeted investment promotion, and sports infrastructure development.
Now, when it comes to professionalizing sports, the one question I have, because I mean, this has been spoken about now for a while, this almost like a buzzword, professionalizing sport, commercializing sport. It's been mentioned, but what hasn't been mentioned or hasn't really been discussed at length is exactly how that's going to happen. What are the ideas, the initiatives, the plans they have to make this happen? Which sports are going to be professionalized? Obviously not all 56 or whatever the number of sports codes it is that we have that are officially registered at the sports commission. Obviously we won't have 56 professional sports codes, but what are the sports codes that have been identified? I mean, one can safely deduce that football will be one. Probably the major ones, football, rugby, netball, cricket, we know to an extent is already in that space. From if we compare to all the other sports, but those three, football, netball, rugby, I can assume would be the ones that are being targeted. But exactly how is it going to work? What are the levers they're going to pull to make it quote unquote professional? And what's going to be the determiner of something being professional? Is it just the amount of money that the players earn? Once that's been put in a certain place, will that make it professional? And if so, where is this money going to come from that's going to pay these new proposed professional wages, if that is the case? But let us continue. Which, before we continue, that is a topic that we will get the relevant people in here to answer said questions, but it's something I thought about at length. Everyone's talking about professionalizing, but what does it consist of? What are the plans to get there? What are the first steps that are going to be taken to get there? That's something that I'm quite eager to witness, I must say. But let's continue.
to give effect to our agenda, the construction of the following sports facility will commence during this financial year. Construction of Category 2 stadium with capacity of 10,000 seats at Omfia in Oshkoto, Mariendal in Hardap, Hobabis in Omaheke, Katima Murilo in Zambezi, Ochiwarongo in Ochodonjupa, and Nkurenkuru in Kavango West. Construction of and renovation of 7 Category 3 stadium with a capacity of 30 seats at Oshakati in Oshana region, Rundu, 30,000 seats. Why did I say? 30,000 seats at Oshakati in Oshana, Rundu in Kavango East, Independence Stadium in Commerce, Outapi in Omsati, Swakop Mundu in Erongo, Enan in Ohangwena, Kentmans in Karas.
Now, whilst that was great to hear, the question I did have after hearing that was because, and I mean, the president also, before she started her whole State of the Nation address, she mentioned the implementation plan. And paraphrasing now, but she said that, you know, the people of Namibia voted us in place, and it is our duty to implement what's in the implementation manifesto without fail. Is, I'm paraphrasing, but that's in a nutshell what she said. So, using that as a backdrop, you just heard her now announce the 7 Category 3 stadiums. So basically 7 of independent stadiums. Excuse me, in the various regions around the country. But if we go to the implementation plan, in that document it said that there was provision for 5 of such stadiums, which were to be in so I want to make sure I have the list correct. Okay, which were stated to be in Erongo, Comas, Karas, Kavango East, and Oshana. That was the original 5. Yes? And they said, it stated in the implementation plan that the budget for this was going to be 755 million Namibian dollars per annum. That's for the 5. Now, when the president spoke on Thursday, she mentioned 7. She added Enana and Otapi to the list. That's something we previously did not know, or previously was not made public. So now, what I would like to know is, does that mean the 755 million per year, does that increase? Or what was the motivation behind adding 2 Category 2 stadiums to the list of existing 5? Which, of course, I'm sure these towns will welcome these stadiums, and as a country, we will welcome them also. But that's not what was in the original plan. So in due time, we will hear from the relevant individuals that will be able to answer this question. Maybe it was an omission in the initial implementation plan. We don't know. But I thought that was quite a large discrepancy, considering that 2 Category 3 stadiums is not a small thing. It's quite a significant projects, and cost a significant amount of money, as were finding out with the Independence Stadium and all these other stadiums. And she said that these facilities construction will begin this financial year, which could mean any time from now to the early months of next year. But it will be interesting to hear if things like site identification have taken place. I mean, when we had Minister Steenkamp on here, she said things like that haven't necessarily taken place yet, you know, because it's only now about a month into the job. They've had to move certain things around. So the timeline in the implementation plan isn't going to be followed to a T. But, you know, things like procurement and stuff like that, has that taken place yet? Has that process been opened up yet? Has that begun yet? Interesting times ahead, I must say. So, we will see. The beautiful thing is, all we have to do is wait. Time will tell if these projects are going to be successfully implemented or not. And we won't have to wait long either. As she said, this will commence within this financial year. So, if by the end of this financial year we don't see what we're being promised we'll see, then we will have an indication of where our sports are going or not going, one can say. Anyways, let's continue to hear what the president had to say at the State of the Nation address.
Action! Construction of multi-purpose youth centers at Marienda Haldap, Kurenkuru Kavango West, and Opuo Kunene region. Further, $200 million has been put aside for basic sports facilities in the constituencies. This is just for this year.
These are basic sports facilities. Remember what she's referencing is they're going to build a basic sports facility in every constituency in the country. So 121 of such facilities. Now, she mentioned the amount of money that's allocated towards that. It wasn't quite clear if the construction for those will begin also this year. And remember, it's 121, so that's to begin this year. That's a lot of projects happening at once. And also, we still don't know exactly what a basic sporting infrastructure consists of. I'm still very interested to hear exactly what does that mean? What does that consist of? What qualifies a facility as a basic sporting infrastructure? But as I referenced earlier, time will tell us.
The government, together with the private sector, will continue to invest in the professionalization of sports league and hosting of international sports events. Madam Speaker, youth empowerment. As I have mentioned before, empowering our young people is about sustainable development. Youth empowerment has been elevated to one of the 7 priority areas in the SWAPO Party Election Manifesto Implementation Plan. We will consolidate the various government funds, grant, and scheme targeting the youth into a single ring-fenced youth fund that will focus exclusively on providing targeted support to youth-owned informal and micro-business.
Just wanted to let her touch on the youth part, since that involves the sports also. But another thing I want to touch on is, for example, the Nkurunkuru Sports Multipurpose Youth Center that she mentioned. If you Google this, I remember when I first started the show, this is one of the things I spoke about. Some of these things have been in the works for a few years now. This Nkurunkuru Multi-Youth Sports Center, I mean, if you Google it now, you'll find articles from 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Actually, longer than that. There's articles from 2019. 2019. There's one here that says government constructs 25 million resource center in Nkurunkuru. That was 2019. We're still talking about it in 2025. So, I'm not saying that the other projects, this is the precedent for all the other projects, but one of the projects that's being heralded in 2025, something that, I mean, money was allocated for it in 2019. And 5-6 years later, we're still talking about, oh, it's going to be built, it's going to be built. So let's hope that that is not a precedent for what's to come in the future. That, 5 years from now, we're not talking about we're building a stadium where. Especially when it comes to the category 3 ones, since that's been an issue for far too long. But we have new people in charge, so it's only right that we give them the benefit of the doubt and give them a chance to succeed, or, I mean, on the other side of the coin, or fail, which we obviously hope does not happen. But let's see. Do you remember, the line in the studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. We are talking about the President's State of the Nation Address, which he gave a short message, I can say, when it comes to the plans for sports. But what I really would have liked, just as a sports observer and as someone who has discussed this manifesto at length, is to go into some of the other things that are in the manifesto. I mean, the whole stadium thing, I think that's the big, almost like Trojan horse situation that everyone's focusing on. No, it catches the headlines, it gets people going, gets people talking, and it's also an emotional issue since the whole, Brave Warriors thing is tied to it. But something that's in the manifesto that I don't think as Namibians we're talking about enough, not talking about at all, actually, at least to my knowledge, I haven't seen coverage of this anyway, from any other, not just Eagle FM or Eagle Media House, which we have covered it, but talking about now the others, is the sports levy. In the manifesto implementation plan, there is mention about the introduction of a sports levy, which, long story short, is basically a law. Well, it will be some form of legislation or that will require corporate entities to give. Now, this is part of my questioning. I don't know exactly what the terms of the levy are, but usually a levy is a percentage of whether it's revenue or profits that go towards something. So let's say that they say that all companies that make over $1 million in profit a year or something like that will have to donate or will have to give, let's say 1%, 2%, whatever the number is, towards sports in the country. Now that's a very big deal, because you're making it a law for corporate Namibia to support Namibian sports, which is something we've spoken a lot about on here. Many of my guests have spoken about that. Many of you guys calling in have spoken about that. And if I'm to give my personal opinion, I think it's a great way to assist in the funding of sports. But again, when is it going to be enacted? What are the terms of this levy? I feel that by now we should have known, we should have heard more about this. And as I said, we'll have the relevant individuals who can answer these questions will come on here and answer that for us, explain it to us, give us the details. It's just that, as I'm sure you're all aware, the ministry is actually in Okahandja right now to address the heinous acts that have been going on over there. So we of course respect that and understand that. But in the context of this conversation, this sports levy, since we don't know exactly the terms of the levy, my assumption, or from what I can deduce, what would make sense, I should say, is that whatever percentage it is that these companies are going to have to give, it's going to go to the Sports Commission. And then the Sports Commission is gonna allocate the funds accordingly. So then my follow-up question will be, how much are they going to allocate to which sports? Essentially is my question. Because again, clearly, all 56 sports codes will not and quite frankly should not all receive the same amount of, same amount of money. Some sports require more funds to operate than others. But still, what's going to be the basis of this allocation? How is the Sports Commission going to decide the difference in how much they give to football versus how much they give to equestrian, for example? How much is karate going to get? How much is whatever sport you can insert there? So this is something I would have liked for the president to touch on. And is it possible that this levy will somehow be maybe seen as a some way that it will be a tax benefit to the corporates, you know, like a tax incentive. So yeah, so these are some of the questions I have when it comes to the implementation plan. There's a lot of good things in there, but a lot of it is still unexplained. For example, there's also a 30%. It says something along the lines of, it's stated in there along the lines of that 30% of gambling, I believe it says gambling funds or gambling receipts. But I know that for a fact the number is 30%. So does that mean 30% of all gambling revenue in Namibia is to go towards sports? Or 30% of winnings? Or no, there's a lot of questions. But in particular, I want to hear about the levy. When is that going to go in place? What are the terms of the levy? And is there perhaps a target that they're looking to reach, a financial target that they're looking to reach through the levy? And are all companies going to give the same amount? Which I imagine won't be fair either, because I mean, think of all the major companies in the country, all in all those major sectors, in your minings, your fishing, your banking. It won't make sense if they're giving the exact same amount of money as relatively smaller businesses. But overall, I see the sports levy as a net positive, because there's several industries that make hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars from the country that we don't see supporting Namibian sports. Do you remember? You can join the conversation at 083-288-401. Update on the Liverpool fixture. Emphatic update I have for you. Liverpool 5, Tottenham 1. So, almost without a shadow of a doubt, 13 minutes left to play. Liverpool will be crowned the new Premier League champions. If they avoid defeat today, they have mathematically won the league. And we also have Man City in the FA Cup semi-final against Nottingham, currently leading 2-0. About 12 minutes left to go in that one. And so on the other side of this, we'll continue with our discussion.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone. Now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. You are welcome to join the conversation at 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Liverpool are now around 5 minutes away from clinching the league title as they currently lead Tottenham Hotspur 5-1 at Anfield. Manchester City about 5 minutes away from making the finals of the FA Cup. So with the opportunity to salvage something from their from their season, which hasn't been, at least to their standards, hasn't been a successful season, but they will still have the opportunity to walk away with a trophy. So I said the line in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401 if you'd like to call in, chime in with anything you have to say. Whether it's about the address, about any of the sports that took place over the weekend, maybe you have upcoming sports you would like to speak about. Maybe you have particular points in the manifesto implementation plan that you find interesting, that you would like to address. I mean, we've gone through it here at great length. We've had the minister in even to come help us dissect the plan. So it's time to hear from you guys. What do you guys think of the plan? Have you seen the plan? Have you read the plan? Do you have thoughts on the plan? Is there things you'd like to improve in the plan? And, actually, there is something I did not mention during the local sports roundup. And that is, that the head coach of the men's cricket team, Pierre De Bruyne, has stepped down from his position as the coach of Namibia's men's cricket team. De Bruyne took charge in 2018, and it was under his leadership that Namibia gained ODI status in 2019, also guided the team to qualify historically for the 2021 World Cup, 2022 World Cup, and the 2024 ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And with Namibia hosting, co-hosting, I should say again, next year, it will be crucial for us to qualify. The world's biggest cricket tournament, the fact that we're co-hosting, we definitely should be in there. I mean, they don't do it in like other sports because we're not, cricket has different tiers into what they rank their nations. Because we're not in that top tier, we don't automatically qualify even though we are a co-host. As what would happen in other sports such as football, where if you host a World Cup, you qualify for the World Cup. So we saw South Africa in 2010. But it was also under his leadership where Namibia received 4 ICC Associate Member Men's Performance of the Year awards. And in a statement that was released earlier in the week, he said, and I quote, that stepping away after 6 years isn't easy. But my heart is telling me to focus on the people who matter most, which is my family. Now I'm ready to turn the page and begin a new chapter, one that allows me to be more present at home and embrace what life has in store. And so De Bruyne is actually a South African. So in long story short, he's going back home, where he has also accepted a new coaching position with the Titans franchise over in South Africa. So he was in charge for about 6 years, achieved some great things, and would be interesting to see who is going to be announced as the new coach. Perhaps there's a Namibian coach this time that's ready to take over the mantle, push us onto new heights. As I said, this is a crucial moment for cricket as a sport in the country. I mean, to host the World Cup and not qualify for it would be a very bad, bad look. And so I think, for all the great progress cricket has done, this is another milestone that they have to reach this time. So, we'll be good to see who the man, or could be the woman even, who knows, that will lead the charge, get us to that World Cup, and lead us during that World Cup. And speaking of World Cup and international cricket, the under-19 South Africa team is coming to Namibia to play in a series against our under-19 boys. That begins tomorrow. That'll be 50 overs. And then in October, the exact date is slipping me, but in October, the new cricket facility is going to be officially opened with a international match of the seniors now of Namibia against South Africa. So that'll be major. to have a cricket powerhouse come to Namibia, one of our neighbors, and we're expecting a packed house that afternoon. It'll be a preview for what Namibia has in store for the World Cup, facility-wise, sporting-wise, social-wise. So we'll see how we do there. Do remember you can join the conversation, 0832884801. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Exodus. Movement of the people. Thanks.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. It is now official. The red team from Merseyside, aka Liverpool, have won their 20th English League title after beating Tottenham Hotspur 5-1. Today's goals came from Luis Diaz, Alexis McAllister, Cody Gakpo, of course, Mohamed Salah, and then an own goal from Tottenham's Destiny Udogie. I don't think many people can argue that Liverpool didn't deserve that title. They are now on 20 league titles. The same as the once mighty Manchester United. So both teams are now back to being neck and neck when it comes to number of English League titles. So hopefully in the next few years we can see those two sides continue to battle it out for league honors. If there's any Liverpool fans listening, I remember guys used to call in a few weeks ago. If you're listening now, call in, tell us how you're feeling. It's been a pretty dominant season, led basically from start to finish. Only two losses. And what's most impressive is it's in your Liverpool's manager's first season. So he set the pace. We can expect trophies from him. And congratulations to Liverpool. The line in the studio, 0832888401. The Manchester City FA Cup semi-final has ended as well. That ended 2-0 to the Citizens. So they have an opportunity to get some silverware this year, making the final. Should be an interesting fixture against Crystal Palace. Will be somewhat of a David and Goliath situation there. And in terms of the final Dev Marine Namibia Premiership fixture that was supposed to should have concluded right now. Let me just check my sources. We still do not have the full-time score on that one. But taking place at the moment, actually, which I think let's get some live reaction from that, is the Region 5 games, the team draws for that. Since Namibia is hosting, I think it's appropriate that we get some live action from that feed. We'll cross over to that on the other side of this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Yes, and let us now take a listen to the Region 5 Youth Games draw.
18 years after Windhoek was the home of several other young people. In Zambia in 2012, there's a young man from a desert country of Botswana. He stood tall in the 800-meter lane number 8, and he went on to blaze the trail, and he became the world junior champion. That's Nigel Amos. And in the pools of Zambia in Lusaka at the OIDC was a young girl called Naomi Ruele, who went on to become a global swimmer from Botswana. It is interesting that when we were in Bulawayo in 2014, and we were watching a football champions finals, part of that cast is a team that went a year later to become one of the representatives of Africa at the Under-17 World Cup in Korea. And in that lineup was a young man from that country called Zambia. His name is Patson Daka. Tonight, when you watch Leicester City play, you are going to see this young man proudly wearing that jersey, and he knows that in the dust of our streets in Zambia, and when he was in Bulawayo, he was part of this team that we are talking about. It is true, my director has mentioned, that when we went to Botswana in 2018, in those tracks was that innocent young girl, Christine Boma. And 2 years later, in a COVID-stricken Olympic Games, she was winning in Japan the silver medal for Africa and for Namibia. When we went Lesotho in Maseru, there's a team from the warm heart of Africa, young girls that came to conquer the world. And all they had was hope. All they had was a love and a passion for football. And they went home carrying gold. A year later, they were the COSAFA champions. That's Malawi Junior Flames. This is what the games have done. This is what we do in here. We don't follow standards, we set them. We don't organize events, we organize lives. We change lives. We transform futures. We bring hope and we bring aspiration and inspiration among our young people. So today and tonight, as we conduct the draw, I want all the member states that are here to carry this message back home, that we are not conducting a draw where athletes are going to be competing against one another. We are conducting a draw where athletes are going to compete against their aspirations, where athletes are going to be competing against their dreams, and athletes are going to compete against what they want in their lives. And what they want in their lives is to conquer the world and be the best that they can be. The best version of what they can be is determined in those courts, in those pools, in those arenas, in those stadia, where everyone is going to become a symphony of support and a melody of creating the ambience of the determination of their destinies. And that's what we call Region 5 Youth Games. So tonight, even as we conduct this draw, and when we celebrate and see the pairing of champions that in making, let's understand that what we are designing tonight is not a competition for our athletes, but we are designing a future for Africa. An Africa that is united, an Africa that is prosperous, an Africa that creates access to everyone of its own people, an Africa that is inclusive, an Africa that has got a neutral and a very determined future leadership through its power of sport. So I welcome you, colleagues, tonight, and as you enjoy and as you follow, those of you who are following us from all over Africa in our region and in the world, welcome to the place where dreams are made, where hopes are built, and where aspirations are determined. I thank you, and God bless you.
From the sand dunes to the ocean tide, we rise together, hearts open wide.
That was the CEO of the Region 5, Mr. Stanley Mutoya, giving a brief intro there. Let's listen to what Isaac Hamata from the NFA has to say.
He has set the stage for what is going to follow now, which is the business of this evening, the draw of the team sports, which are volleyball, netball, basketball, and football. All for a ball. That is why we are here for, in case you are not sure why we are here for, we are here to do the draw for the team sports, so that those who are preparing their teams would now know that I need to prepare my team in this manner. I've played them 4 or 5 years ago, or 2 or 3 years ago. They have beaten me, or I've beaten them. But now I'm going to up the game and do much better. So this is really the moment. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to call upon Mr. Dibo Lebala, the Confederation Technical Delegate for Volleyball, to come on stage to explain to us how the volleyball draw will be conducted, also to invite his draw assistants to assist him with the draw for volleyball. May I add that there are 2 volleyball codes within the volleyball, for lack of a better word, which is beach volleyball and indoor volleyball. So we will have draw for indoor volleyball and for beach volleyball, starting with beach volleyball.
As we wait for the gentleman to come on there to do the draw, I'll touch on the Region 5 Youth Games a little bit. This will be my first time obviously covering the games, seeing the games, experiencing the games. I'll be honest that before last year, was it last year when all of this was announced? I didn't know the Region 5 Youth Games were a thing, but they've been happening for several years now. Maybe 2 or 3 decades now. We last hosted in 2000 and, if I'm not mistaken, 6. So, wow, the draw has commenced. Let's...
The best just got better. Bharat's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharat's offices to find out more, or go to bharat.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Let's listen to the beach volleyball draw.
It looks like, Mr. Mutoya, the tournament is becoming a girls' championship. A great thing for the region to keep the young girls active. Ladies and gentlemen, to conduct the draw, let me call upon one young man in Namibia who is a volleyball legend of this game, former Namibia volleyball player, the first Namibia coach in Region 5 games. That was in Gaborone 2018. He is an important figure in the administration of volleyball in our region. Ladies and gentlemen, join me to welcome Tobias Eden Waterelo. Tobias.
On the moment with the rising stars.
As we wait for the gentleman Tobias to join the stage, as I was saying earlier, I wasn't aware of the games during my youthful days, but I'm very eager to see not only the impact of these games, but just see how Namibia does overall as a host of the games. And I see the gentleman is on stage, so let's take a listen.
Namibia and qualified Namibia for the World Championships. Ladies and gentlemen, today I see him very tall. Jura Kraft. Thank you very much, gentlemen. You have a task. But I do say that volleyball is a family sport. You wouldn't mind to take your son, your daughter to the sport, to grow in the sport. And you can see today, we have the support of Kraft Senior. Kraft Senior is in the room. Thank you, Father. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are to conduct the beach volleyball championship draw, starting with the boys. And there are six countries entered for the boys competition. We have Botswana, Malawi, Namibia, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. According to the rules, when there are six countries or less, they are going to play a round robin system. That's each country play against each other. You are not going to avoid anyone saying this one is strength or lack of the toss does not work here. You will face everyone who have entered the tournament, which means that we will draw all the balls in the pot. Where is the boys? Yes, thank you. Let's make sure. So, for the sake of this draw, we have Namibia, the host, being seeded into A1, which means that there are five balls remaining in the pot, which will be pulled. The first ball to be pulled will go into A2, then we have A3, then we have A4, A5, and A6. This is going to help us to generate the fixtures that we'll be using starting on the 3rd. Thank you very much, Tobias. Let's start. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe goes into 18. Thank you, Tobias. country goes to HRI. South Africa goes to A3. Patience, are you around? Next, A4. Botswana. Going to A5. Going to A5 is Zambia. A5 Zambia. You can guess the last country. It's obvious. It is Malawi, our former host. This is the draw for the men. A6 Malawi, so we have A1 Namibia, A2 Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, and Malawi. Thank you, Tobias, and we move on to the girls' draw. The 9 teams drawn means that they will be having 2 pools. Pool A will have 4 teams, and Pool B will have 5 teams. In Pool A, we see Namibia seeded in Pool A, A1, and B1, we have Mozambique. Put Mozambique. They are the dominant country in beach volleyball in Southern Africa. Let's afford them that respect. Therefore, the remaining countries, 7 countries, will be pulled into the 2 pools using our famous serpentine system. We'll start with the team that goes into A2. The team is...
No borders, no limits, only the sky.
Zambia goes to A2, joins Namibia. Zambia joins Namibia, and we go to Pool B, B2, joining Mozambique. South Africa, there is war. I see war. Going again into B3. Oh my God. Botswana. When it comes to beach volleyball, these countries are superpowers. Now we are going to A3. Which country is going to A3? Zimbabwe. We have Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. Let's go to A4. We are completing A4. South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe. Malawi. And we go B4. B4. Angola. Oh my God. I see trouble here. Angola, B4. And the last country going into B5 is Lesotho. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, gentlemen, for helping us with the draw. Thank you. This is the draw for beach volleyball, the first draw ever in Region 5A. Thank you.
Region 5.
Thank you once again for the indoor volleyball, the one we call volleyball. The same team.
So before we let them continue there, let's just recap. Beach volleyball for the men. Namibia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Malawi will all be in one pool. They're going to play round robin, so they'll each play each other once, if I'm not mistaken. Could be twice, but I believe they said once. And the top four teams will then go on through to the semifinals. The beach volleyball for women is divided in pools. Pool A, Namibia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi. Pool B, Mozambique, South Africa, Botswana, Angola, and Lesotho. Top two from each pool go to the semifinals there. So hopefully we see some... I mean, all of these countries are rivals, but we know that some rivalries are stronger than others. For example, Namibia against South Africa, obviously. I actually wonder if... I don't know this for a fact, but if there's some sort of inland rivalry between South Africa and Lesotho, it will be interesting to find out at the Region 5 games. But let's hear from the rest of the draw. I believe now they're doing indoor volleyball, like the regular volleyball. So let's take a listen.
We have the 6 boys teams and 9 girls teams. So we'll begin with the boys, which we are pulling into this pools to occupy positions for the sake of the fixtures. And Namibia, being the host, have been afforded the seeding into A1. So, Kraft, you pull A2. A2 is South Africa. South Africa. You go A3. Botswana, Botswana, we go A4, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Namibia, Malawi, Malawi is into A4, now A5. To the ocean tide, we rise together, Namibia. Zambia. So the last team left, A6, will put Zimbabwe. Thank you very much for the draw. Let's move on to the girls' draw, in which we have 9 teams. And as we did in beach volleyball, we'll have 2 pools. Pool A having 4 teams and pool B having 5 teams. Thank you. The start. Pulling for pool A, A2. Malawi. Malawi joins Namibia in pool A, going A2. Which team joins Botswana in pool B, going to B2? Botswana, the defending champion. South Africa. South Africa, let's pull B3. B3, who goes to B3? Angola. Angola, returning to the games after the Havroni games, joins South Africa in Botswana. Let's go to pool A, who goes into A3. A3, we have Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe joins Namibia and Malawi. Let's go to A4. That the snake must coil well so that it does not get injured. A4. Lesotho. Lesotho, the former champion, the former silver medalist. Let's go to B4. B4, we have Zambia. Zambia. Zambia, are you around? Zambia, where are you? You don't seem to be happy. Are you okay? Okay, B5. Is it the team you are thinking of? Mozambique, the first champion, goes to Pool B, joining Botswana, South Africa, Angola, Zambia, and Mozambique. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for helping me conduct this program. Thank you.
This is the 11th edition of the Region 5 Youth Games in the land of the brave.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. That was both the beach and indoor volleyball draw taking place for the Region 5 Youth Games that Namibia will be hosting in July. Stay tuned to Eagle FM social media pages, to Eagle Media House and, Eagle Media House, excuse me, that being the Villager and Eagle FM, for the results, for the draw, I should say. And during the Region 5 games, of course, stay tuned. Exclusive interviews, exclusive photos, exclusive videos, all of that coming from the Region 5 games will be live on Eagle FM. But unfortunately, that's all the time I have with you tonight. Do remember the Villager is coming out tomorrow morning. If you have not become a subscriber yet, all you have to do is send a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. WhatsApp message with your email address. Be sure to save the number as a contact. And you will receive the Villager bright and early in your inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. I will see you next Sunday. Have a good evening and a prosperous, productive week ahead.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.